This is a Voice It podcast. I'm KLG, and each episode I'll bring to you different stories from business people across the UK on It's Your Business. Everyone has a story to tell. Why not voice it? Voice It Podcast Agency.co.uk. In this series, we deliberately use equipment that you might already have in your business, ensuring that you have the opportunity to make your very own business podcast. More about that on my website. Hello and welcome to this episode of It's Your Business with me, KLG. And in my studio today, I have Naomi Smith. Now, Naomi has a business called Saltire Financial Limited, and it's only just over a year old, and it's all about business protection. Now, everyone who listens to this or in business program is called It's Your Business. But have we all got business protection? So welcome, Naomi.
Hello. Good morning. How are you doing, Kat?
I'm doing good. Now, I want to explain to everyone, it's really funny because those that know me know I was born in Lancashire, but I spent a lot of my time in Dumfries and Galloway. Naomi spends a lot of her time in Lancashire, but she actually lives in Dumfries and Galloway.
Yeah, a little town called Annan. It's just near Gretna Green.
Yeah, and I know Annan very well. I used to work there. But we actually met here at Mums in Business, just up the road from my house. And I think I was speaking that day, and Naomi was setting up her own, or had set up her own, Mums in Business in Annan. Is that right?
It was in Carlisle. So I'd just taken the Carlisle slot. And it was funny because when I met you at the event, Kath, I was very tuned into your accent kept changing. Lancashire with a little bit of Scottish in there. And I was like, oh, where's the Scottish coming from? So we got chatting, and yeah, I was just setting up the Carlisle Mums in Business meeting. But I was down there to watch how Kimmy did it, because that was me really starting my networking journey. I'm sure you're going to ask me all the questions, but I'm an avid networker.
Yeah, well, that's it. I've seen you at lots of other networking events since then. And we connected at that meeting. And then I had a speaking slot in Dumfries at Real 5 Networking. You said you would go along to that. You went along to that. And did you join that group?
Yep. So I'm a member of Real 5. It'll be coming up a year now, I think. I think I've been a part of them for a year.
Then I met you at lots of the Flamingo networking. Yeah. And really, that is how you grow your business. So first of all, tell us, what is your business and what do you actually do?
So as you said, it's called Saltire Financial Limited. I'm a protection advisor. So I do personal protection, business protection. And what I mean by that is basically I offer no obligation, no upfront fee advice on how to protect you and your business in the scenario that something goes wrong. So I'm talking death, critical illness, sickness or injury. And it's making sure all the right policies are in place in that situation, because at the end of the day, we would have all experienced in some way, shape or form, fate can come along and pull the rug from underneath us in minutes. And I feel really passionate about how much time and effort it takes to grow our empires, however big or small that might be to us, and fate can come along and just take it away from us. And if we haven't got the right things in place, we could lose our businesses, we could lose our livelihoods. And I want to be that person that can stop that from happening. So life insurance, critical illness, income protection, private medical insurance, fracture covers, all of the above.
So what made you start this business, Naomi? It's just over a year old. I see you everywhere. It seems to be going really well. What did you do before and how did this all come about?
So I have been in insurance now for about 4 years. And what happened was I worked for, it was a publishing company that did publications for events. So think you would go to the NEC and you would go to a corporate event and there would be an event guide. So that event guide is what we made as a company for the events. And I was in telesales. So I would be the one phoning the exhibitors, selling advertising in the event guide. I loved the job. I was deputy head of sales. I was doing really well. And in 2019, I got married, fell pregnant on honeymoon, And that was all really lovely. But then in the March 2020, COVID hit and COVID broke the event industry. So we didn't know what was going to happen. I was 28 weeks pregnant. My boss started getting rid of all his long-term serving staff. So my boss, the head of sales, had been with him 12 years. He got rid of him. He got rid of the office manager. She'd been there 10 years. And I said to my husband, I said, I think I need a plan B here because we didn't know what was going to happen at the other side. Obviously about to have my first child. And another girl that used to work there had gone off and started being a self-employed protection advisor. And she said, listen, you're about to have a baby. Let's review your policies. Brilliant. She did all of that. And at the end of it, she said, Naomi, she says, I think you should do this. I think you'd be really good. And basically, Kat, the backstory, it was 2 days after my 14th birthday, my dad passed away really suddenly. So he was the healthiest, fittest guy going, never smoked, hardly drank, played badminton 6 days a week. And he had a heart attack when he was playing badminton. So he was only 48. And I feel like because I had lived that experience, my sister went to uni the same year it happened. So it was literally just me and my mum trying to get through that awful, you know, phone in the bank, sorting out the utilities because everything was in his name. So we all kind of muddled together. And I thought, actually, yes, because I've got a passion for understanding the importance of what life insurance can do, I'm about to have a baby. I think this is a really good idea. So I started training with a company in Newcastle. It was through COVID. So everything was done by Zoom. Long story short, I realized very quickly that they weren't my kind of people. Let's just say they were cowboys. I think that's the politest way that I can put it. And just morals and ethics and things didn't align. And we are regulated by a network, and that network very much wanted to get this firm out of the network. However, fate, the universe, something crossed my path where the network approached me and said, listen, you're one of the good eggs. You're a good advisor. You're doing good business. Your retention's really good. Would you like to go on your own, start your own firm? You can keep your clients, which is unheard of in this industry, and basically have nothing to do with that other firm. I went 100%, grabbed it, ran. And I'd only been advising for 18 months. So I had the whole imposter syndrome. Like, I've only been doing this for 18 months. You know, am I going to be able to be good enough to be on my own, you know, and all of that. But I soon thought, no, big girl pants on. You have to take this opportunity because if you don't, you'll regret it. And I took it and ran. So then I had to do all my applications. The FCA takes their time. So it took about a year for me to actually have that transition. And then Saltire was born March 2023.
Wow. I can understand that very much because I was just listening to your story then going, oh my God, my dad died at 36, out running on my brother's 15th birthday. Mola is only 34. She had three children. They didn't have insurance. Yet a few weeks before, they had been looking at life insurance and they decided not to quite yet. Yep. I'm sure the insurance guy ended up very, very good friends and tried to support. He felt awful that he hadn't pushed her into it. When he died, we had nothing. Again, everything was in his name. I went round all the banks with my mom. But fighting to get our house and all of these horrendous things that I really do. I was only 12, but I do remember it all. And if they just had that cushion. But what I'd never really considered is something that you were mentioned is the business protection power. That is something that a lot of businesses, especially all of those that did start up in the back of COVID, because a lot of people changed jobs. A lot of people said, I'm out of here, I'm going alone. How many self-employed people are there now that if something else happened, haven't got that protection?
And do you know what, Kath? When I first started doing this, I didn't know income protection was even a thing. I didn't even know that you could have a policy that you pay monthly, that if you got signed off by the doctor, you get a monthly benefit paid to you. So I have before sat there and said, right, if I got sick, How would I pay my bills?
Yeah.
Big fat question mark. How would I pay the mortgage? How would I pay my council tax? Because they're the bills that you have to pay regardless. You know, they're the ones that are going to come knocking on your door. So then I heard about income protection. I thought, well, why? Why have I not heard of it? 30 years old at the time, 29, 30 years old. Why have I never even heard that income protection is a thing? And then again, this is why I feel passionate from the building a business perspective, that especially self-employed women, men in business, if something happens to them, they can't work. So can their business work? Is their business still able to run? If the answer is no, then how will they pay their bills? How significant is their income into their household, you know, or all of these things? So yes, I think when I started understanding what types of policies were out there and what they did, that's where I was like, I need to start banging this drum because I want to be that person that can help spread the word, say, we don't have to suffer in a really already horrible circumstance. We can prevent that.
Absolutely. I mean, it's mind-boggling that so many people don't know about these things. And you find actually a lot of really, really good business protection, income protection, insurance people that are doing really well are the ones that know why.
And it's understanding the product, Kath, because it is a minefield. And actually, I'm just launching another arm to the business where I am going to start coaching other advisors. So other mortgage protection advisors, protection advisors, because I feel so passionate about what I do, I want to help other people understand how important protection is and that actually they shouldn't have the fear. They shouldn't be scared of telling somebody, well, if you had this, it would help you in this scenario, you know? And so actually I'm in a position where I'm making my competitors my comrades, because at the end of the day, I feel so passionate about what I do. I want to make sure that other advisors have that same understanding and passion about it.
That's brilliant. That's just you growing your business another level. Talking about growing business, the way that you have grown your business, we touched on it earlier, is networking.
Yep.
You are an absolute maniac networker.
Yeah.
If I can say that, notorious networker, you are everywhere networking. Now, I live in Lancashire. You're at all the Lancashire events, but you live in Dumfries and Galway. So it's crazy, but I do understand because up there, it's not as networky as we are in Lancashire in the Northwest. So how did you start networking? When you opened your business, well, just over a year ago, called Soul Tire Financial Limited, you started that, you're a year old, and you thought, I've got a telegram. The only way to do that, or one of the massive ways of doing that, is networking. So how did it all begin for you? And tell us why you went through those steps to do that.
So literally, the first thing I did was Google. So I Googled women in business, mums in business, in the Northwest. That's basically what I did. And it churned out all these different networking groups. And I knew that, especially if I wanted to go down the business protection route, I knew I had to get myself out there. Because actually, on the other side of COVID, I think people are interacting more, doing business more face to face in my industry. So it's all about building trust. It's all about nurturing the relationship. Because if somebody doesn't know me, why would they want to tell me all their business ins and outs for me to then protect it, you know? It's definitely relationship building. So I had to be out there. I had to be face-to-face with the business owners to start doing that. So yeah, so I Googled mums and business networking events in the Northwest. And then it was actually Pink Link was the first one that I attended. I then went to their regional. I think it was their Christmas regional. And I hadn't even launched Soul Tire when I went to it. So the business hadn't even started, but I knew it was about to. And I thought, I just need to go. I need to start like feeling how this works, what it looks like. And I started going to a few Cumbrian ones, a few Dumfries ones. And then I realized, actually, this is where I need to be. This is really important. What I will say, though, it's not easy because you you're on the road, so you're traveling a lot. If I didn't have my husband and I didn't have nursery, because I've got a 3.5-year-old, so if I didn't have them, I wouldn't be able to do what I do and I wouldn't be able to be out there. So I wouldn't be able to build a successful business the way I am. So I'm extremely grateful to have them, because actually without them, I couldn't be doing what I'm doing. But I just, networking is so key for spreading the word of what you do in your business, because it is about, people do buy from people. It's relationship building 100%.
So if anyone's listening, you want to give them some tips about networking, what would your tips be, do you think?
So I'm pleased you've asked this, actually, because when I went to university and did graphic design, so nothing about any of all of this. But I went to university, did graphic design, started with a print and design company, and I worked my way up, and I ended up being basically the assistant manager to the director. And he had me out on the road doing all the networking events, selling the products, blah, blah, blah. So that was my first kind of experience of sales. I was 22, 23, loved it. But I hated the networking.
Oh.
So all the groups, because it's 22, 23-year-old. I was speaking to my mum about this last night, actually, about how it's amazing how you can look at yourself way back when and compare yourself to now, and the differences in who you are as a person, right?
Yeah.
So I would go to an event and I'd walk in and I automatically would think, everybody's older than me. Everybody will be more established than me. Why would they want to speak to me? I'm just 22 years old. You know, I just had the fear. I had this anxiety that I couldn't control and probably didn't do the best of my ability at the time, and understood how important time at a networking event. You're not there to have a coffee, right? You're not. You have to go with KPIs. You have to go with a strategy, because if I didn't go with a strategy, it wouldn't be worth my time on the road. So I have to make sure that all my time on the road, I actually get back. So I have to have a strategy. But yeah, so I used to hate networking. But actually, all those years of hating it built my resilience. So advice, don't be worried if you feel anxious, because actually you need to embrace that anxiety. And you need to, even now, I still stand at the front door of an event and have to take a few deep breaths in and out to kind of get my head in the game, get myself composed. And then I put my head high, put my shoulders back, and I walk in. So embrace the anxiety, because actually that's a good thing, because you care about how the event's going to go. Go with a strategy, set yourself KPIs, whether that is, I need to make sure that, because it's hard now, because when I walk into a room, I've got a lot of friends now. So yeah. All these friends want to catch up with me because I live so far away. And I'm like, hi, it's really nice to see you, but actually I need to go and do business now, you know, in a polite way.
Yeah.
But well, my KPIs now are, I need to speak to 5 people I haven't spoke to before. So I need to connect with 5 different people that I've never spoken to before. Make sure I do a business card exchange and get them added on social media.
Yeah.
Always do a follow-up. Don't go to a networking event, speak to somebody, get their business card, like them on social media, and then forget about them. Because actually, they're going to forget about you.
Yeah.
So don't put it on their doorstep that they should contact you. You need to contact them, and you're the one that needs to make that relationship, even if it's just a messenger message to say, it was really nice chatting to you. Thank you for connecting with me on social media. Maybe we should get a virtual coffee in.
Yeah.
And I've got, so on my Calendly, because I've got like a Calendly link now where my clients can book in like a protection review, a fact find, a recommendation, whatever. And I actually now have what I call a discovery Zoom, and it's only 20 minutes.
Yeah.
But it's 20 minutes where you can have a virtual coffee with somebody and carry on that networking opportunity. Always be networking. Social media is the biggest networking platform online.
Yeah.
LinkedIn. I honestly don't think people value LinkedIn enough.
I know. I don't think they do. I think it's a huge platform, especially in business, you should be really focusing on. Do you feel, though, that some, I mean, I'm on all social media platforms. It ends up just overwhelming, doesn't it? I think my new strategy will be focus on two and do them really well. And I just think probably we're all trying to do too many social media platforms without doing a couple really well and utilizing them to the best.
I feel like everybody feels like they should be doing the same as everybody else.
Yeah.
So if somebody's saying, oh, TikTok is the place to be, then everybody feels like they need to go to TikTok, because if someone's making money off TikTok, then I need to go because I'm going to make money off TikTok. When actually, is TikTok the right place for your business? You could be spending so much time and wasting so much money on a platform that might not be the right platform for you and your business, when that time could be spent in, like you say, just focusing on. So I only work on two. I only work on Facebook and LinkedIn. I just don't do Instagram. And there's something that I don't want to get my head around it, because I don't think it's the right place for my business.
Yeah.
So why waste my time doing that? So I focus on LinkedIn. I focused on Facebook. And I think off the back of that, I'm not saying TikTok doesn't work, and I'm not saying Instagram doesn't work. I'm just saying that I don't think that works for me. So as a business owner, At the minute, I feel like I'm saying it all the time. Like, don't be a sheep. Don't follow everybody else, because the flock don't care. They don't care about what you're doing. You need to do what's right for you. And actually, if you just pick two, it's like anything. If you're doing too many things at once, you can't put your energy wholeheartedly into the right places.
No, absolutely.
So I think you are 100% correct that just kind of making your time better on, say, two platforms, then those platforms are going to get the best out of you, definitely.
Absolutely. And then going back to networking, I mean, I've seen people as well, not like you, that haven't got a strategy. And like you said, they are going in for the coffee and the buffet and just, oh, it's an hour of downtime or whatever. And then they come away with a handful of business cards or connections, or they're just catching up with friends. They put them aside until the next one. They go, oh, I'm off to this network meeting again. But unless you're, like you said, connecting with new people, building those relationships, so that when you're not in the room, I mean, I love invisible PR, which is when you're not in the room, people are talking about you in the right way.
100%.
So I absolutely love that term, invisible PR. The fact that I'll sometimes get a message and it'll be from someone that I don't even know, I've never met in networking or anyone, and say, so-and-so that you know said you are the person to go to for broadcasting. No one else. I'm not looking at anyone else. I'm coming straight to you. And I go, wow, when did that happen? Who was that? And then they tell me all about it. And I go, wow, that was going on and I didn't even know about it.
Exactly.
But unless you're building those relationships, that's not going to happen, is it? If you've just had a coffee and a bun with them and walked off and they said, oh, she had a nice coat on, didn't she? And off she goes. But they don't really know much about you. That's not what networking is. And I think if people actually did network the way that you said, the way that I like to do as well, it does work. The other thing is, I mean, that's a great arm of your coaching for your other insurance businesses, is to coach them how to network properly.
Definitely. So as a part of it, it's all about, you know, the strategies. So how do you get your clients? How do you, you know, successfully network? The follow-ups, the product knowledge, you know, I'm going to try and offer them the opportunity to get the bigger picture. Because again, like say a mortgage advisor, for example, they've already got a client bank. They've got a bunch of clients that have got mortgages off them. But mortgage advisors have the fear to go to people for protection. And then business protection is just a completely different kettle of fish. So actually, they can literally level up their businesses on a client bank that they're already sat on. But because it's such a minefield, I want to be that person to make it not like that and to make it easier for them to understand. And then I feel like I'm giving my bit to the world, to the country, to other people because I'm guiding other advisors to be the best that they can be to their ability and providing them with all the tools to do that. Because yeah, there is a lot of cowboys out there and it is really sad, but I just want to be an advocate for helping people, however that might be. And if that's making the insurance protection world stronger, then yeah, it gives me a little warm feeling inside.
Well, do you know what? That's a lovely place to end. And I wish you every success. You're just celebrating your first year and I can see that this is just going to go on and on and on. And all that time on the road, building for your family is just going to be so worthwhile.
100%
talking to me today.
No, thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it, Kat. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you want to know more about me or my business, or you want to start your very own podcast, contact me at voiceitpodcastagency.co.uk. I'll see you next time.